Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Experience. This is episode number 8 of season 2, and I'm joined by Jamestown, Rhode Island native Catherine Moody of the AIC Women's Lacrosse Team. Kat, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Great to have you on, and super talented lacrosse player. Rhode Island, not necessarily so much known for lacrosse, although maybe it should be. A lot of talent there. How did you get into the sport?
I actually picked it up from a friend. I was over at her house one day and she had these lacrosse sticks and I've never heard of the sport before. And she's like, oh, you play tennis. It's like kind of the same hand-eye coordination. Want to try it out? And I said, sure, why not? And I started playing and I went home immediately and I was like, Mom, you got to sign me up for the sport. I was like, I'm in love with it. I have to play right away. And the next month I got enrolled on a rec team and started playing, and I've been playing ever since.
So how old were you when that happened?
I was in sixth grade.
Okay, so still fairly young. And you actually kind of jumped right sort of into the next question I was going to ask you. Is in your high school career, you were an all-state lacrosse player and you were an all-state tennis player as well. You mentioned the hand-eye coordination, but what other things have you found crossed over between the two sports, and maybe even things that made you a better tennis player as a result of playing lacrosse, perhaps?
So definitely lacrosse helped me condition a lot for tennis. I was also a big basketball player. Definitely basketball helped with kind of seeing everything on the field, your spacing, really knowing how to play like a zone defense. But yeah, tennis kind of started it all. I've been playing tennis ever since I can remember, really. But yeah.
So what made you decide as you're getting ready to go to the next level, to play at the collegiate level, what made you decide out of the sports that you played, because you probably could have played collegiate tennis if you were an all-state tennis player. What made you decide, I want to play lacrosse at the college level as opposed to any other sport?
For me, lacrosse was kind of like always my go-to. It was really my number one. I really loved the team aspect of everything. Tennis, it's kind of hard. It's a very silent game. You're not cheering constantly, especially playing singles. It's only you on the court. It's a very mental game, and that can really tear you down after a while. And lacrosse, everyone's supporting you. You got people on the sidelines, people in the stands, your family on the field. That really made my choice to be like, I want to play lacrosse in college. Like, I want that family aspect of a team.
You also played a lot of club lacrosse. What was the experience like playing for club teams as opposed to playing for your high school team?
I definitely enjoyed playing club lacrosse more than high school, just because I played on 10 plus club teams. I was playing on teams from Canada, Pennsylvania, Florida, South Carolina, everywhere. And I loved getting to know all the different girls, learning their styles, how they play. You were just really exposed more to different styles of playing, different dodges, different shooting you can get. It was just more eye-opening. When kind of entering the college lacrosse world, kind of seeing what coaches were looking for, what you needed to correct, versus in high school where you're playing with that same team constantly. Yes, you guys have a good mesh and you guys work really well together, but you're not seeing any new moves. You're not trying anything new. You're kind of keeping it safe. But I definitely like the club lacrosse better than high school.
So you mentioned a Canadian team. Did you actually go up into Canada to play when you were a club athlete?
No, I wasn't able to, but I traveled to 3 or 4 tournaments with them. We did Florida, Maryland, one in Pennsylvania, and another one in Virginia, I believe. That was a really good experience because their stick handling skills were insane at their level. And it was I was very fortunate to play with them on a club team and just meshing with them so well off the bat, especially because I wasn't able to practice with them constantly.
It's got to be an incredible thing. And you said 10 different teams as well, which is, that's a lot of lacrosse.
It's a lot. I'm going to these tournaments where you already have about 7 games for one club team. I'm on 3 club teams at one tournament. So I'm running from one game to the next, and I loved it. I loved the adrenaline rush. I never got tired of it. I never wanted to stop playing.
So it's almost got to be hard for you now at the college level only, quote unquote, having 18 games in a season then. Like, you seem like somebody who would want to play 50 games if you could.
Oh, absolutely. If I had the opportunity, I would continue doing that 100%.
So you mentioned as part of that getting looked at by college coaches, what was the recruiting process like for you as you were making your decision where you were going to go to college, and what ultimately made you decide that AIC was the right choice for you?
So recruiting, there is a lot out there. I knew what kind of major I wanted to go into, definitely like health sciences. So that definitely did kind of like limit the D1 kind of commitment just because they're so strict and it's a full-time commitment. And I really wanted my academics to come first for everything. So I kind of started looking at the D2, D3 levels. And originally, Coach Ashley Cassiano reached out to me for a tournament and saw me play. And I came up to AIC for an overnight. And out of the five or so overnights I did at other schools, AIC was by far the best. I couldn't stop talking about it. My parents were like, okay, we get it. You love AIC. And it was really just like the girls that made me want to come here. They had a great team aspect. Obviously, there was a lot of room improvement on the team. And that was something I wanted to contribute if I could even leave as a legacy at AIC and making that women's lacrosse program the next level.
Now, you mentioned Coach Cassiano, who was the head coach when you were being recruited, but you came in and it wasn't her as the head coach anymore. Riley Brennan, the lead assistant, took over the head coaching role. What was it like taking that step while your head coach was doing the same thing? And how did that shared experience of going to the next level that you could share with Riley Brennan help you as a lacrosse player and maybe help the team be more successful?
It was definitely a little nerve-wracking in the beginning just because I was like, oh, I don't know what's happening. But I definitely, Coach Riley is the best. She always reached out to me when I would show up to games, when I was committed to AIC, like before I was even going there, always reached out, asked about everything, asked about my family, always said hi to me. So I was really excited to kind of get to know her, learn her coaching style and stuff. And once we started practicing and everything, it was amazing. I love playing with her. I love when she joins in at practice. She has so many things to teach me, and I just can't wait to learn everything.
How much does it matter too to the team that she played at AIC and not only played there, but her name is all over the record books, third all-time leading goal scorer. She was an academic all-conference selection. Having somebody coaching you who's been there and knows what you're going through, how much does that matter to the team?
I think that matters immensely. It really shows she gets it. Like, she knows that our academics come first and she makes that our number one priority. She knows, like, if you have a really big test tomorrow, like, and you need to study for that extra 2 hours we have practice time, that's okay. Take those 2 hours. Like, we'll make it up on a one-on-one the next day or something. And it's really nice knowing that she has been through the college experience. She has played at AIC. She knows the professors. It's just nice knowing you have someone on the inside, knowing what's going on, and anything that she can do to help, she does.
She'll be mad at me if I ask a bunch of questions about her and I don't ask a question about Dave Yell, our new assistant coach who took over last year as well, who was her head coach when she was in high school. What has having him around with all of the experience that he's had meant to the team?
He's amazing. I really couldn't expect a better assistant coach. He really helped me out last year. I came in as an attacker and got switched to midfield. So he was really helping me perfect my defense on everything and really seeing the field. And he couldn't have taught it more perfectly. I understand everything that he's trying to teach me. I understand what everyone's communicating on the field. He really brought a great aspect to AIC, and we're so thankful to have him.
The first season obviously cut short way too soon. But even in the six games that the team managed to play, they had as many wins as they did the whole year before in a full season. What, from your perspective as a player, was the thing that made the most recent season more successful? What kinds of things was the team doing that maybe weren't happening before?
I think definitely the energy level changed. We never really had that, like, I want to be at practice. I want to work as hard as I can. Like, if I don't work hard enough, like, I'm not going to get that playing time. That aspect really came out in the last year in this fall season. Everyone wants it. Everyone wants to be that top team. Everyone's fighting for the ball. Everyone's fighting for their spots. That definitely made us want to work harder last year, getting our season cut short. And I know everyone has been training their butts off in the off season. Everyone's been conditioning, lifting, and we're all just trying to get stronger. And hopefully if we have a season this year, we're going to come back even stronger than we did last year.
The one silver lining to how last season ended is that you get a senior back who wouldn't have been here otherwise in Chelsea Davis. I know she's a goalkeeper, and since you're a field player, you probably didn't learn too much skill-wise from her, but just in terms of having her back and her ability back there and also the leadership that she brings, what does it mean to the team to have number 99 for another season?
It's exciting. We are so excited that Chelsea is back. I think she is great. I love playing with her, especially on the defensive side. She's great at communicating. Her clears are always so great, and she knows where to look up the field. I definitely think that everyone was super pumped that she's coming back for another season. I just can't wait to play with her again.
Let's assume that we do have a season, and it seems hopeful that we should be able to at this point. What kind of expectations do you have for yourself as you head into your second season, and what are the expectations for this team as far as what they're going to try to do for this season?
Personally, I would like to just keep healthy this season and just kind of keep strong. I tore my ACL last year, and that was a big setback for me. I really didn't think that would ever happen. But this off season, I've been working out a lot, strengthening all the muscles in my legs to really prevent an injury like that ever happening again. So that's kind of my goal, to kind of just keep my strength up, keep my aggression up, and just really fight for it this year. But for the team, I don't know if we have any set goals in place, but I know that we as a team have never wanted anything more to just play. We play so well together in the fall season, and I think everyone's just super excited to what we can bring to the table this year.
Let's shift gears away from lacrosse a little bit. You've got, as we can look behind you, you've got the Eiffel Tower up on your wall behind you. You've spent a lot of time over in Europe, in England. Your dad's from there. What has that been like for you, going to another country and spending time over there at a young age, and kind of what have you gained from that kind of experience?
Yeah, so I did a lot of traveling. I hope to do some more. I do spend a lot of time over in England. I have a bunch of family over there, my grandparents, my uncles and aunts, my cousins, my nephews. That definitely did open kind of my eyes to like the other sports over there that I didn't really pay attention to just because they're not as big in America. But there is some lacrosse out there, which I was able to see when I went to go visit my cousin at university at St. Andrews in Ireland. They had a team, like a club team. And it was very interesting. It's very different from the American lacrosse. They don't wear goggles. They're more aggressive. But it's definitely been eye-opening, and I just love taking in all the experiences when traveling.
What countries other than England have you been to?
Oh, okay. I've been kind of everywhere in Europe. I've been to Belgium. We've been to France. And then I've also gone to like Peru, Costa Rica, Bermuda, Ireland. I don't know. We've kind of been all over. Traveling is like a big thing in my family. I'm really grateful for it. It's something I want to continue. I have a couple places to check off the bucket list. So,
and that was right into my next question. If you could go anywhere in the world, where's the next place going to be, assuming you get the opportunity?
I really want to go to Australia or Fiji. My mom and dad have been. I wasn't able to go at the time, but that's definitely something I would like to do. But yeah, that's kind of like the number one place right now. I feel like New Zealand will also be cool, or definitely South Africa, and kind of do like a safari kind of tour.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I've The only country I've ever been to other than the U.S. is Canada. I'd love to see the world the way you have. That's incredible. Let's talk about your academics for a little bit. You're an exercise science major. What made you decide that particular major, and what do you want to do with it?
So for exercise science, I kind of loved it because it kind of has like the background of PT, but it doesn't have everything in PT. So it's a four-year program. But when I graduate, I can go into four different majors. I can go into occupational therapy, physical therapy. I can become a physician's assistant, or I can become an athletic trainer. So those are all things that I would love to do. I really love PT, and I really love athletic training. And I'm just kind of, we'll see where it takes me, but I'm just really excited because it gives me so many options where I didn't have to decide on the spot in case I did want to switch my major. I do get all the background information for all the majors that I want to get my master's in. So it was kind of like a really great option. So I didn't have to almost stress too much on the moment to pick what I'd wanted to do and wanted to like go into.
Are there any professors or courses that stand out to you as particularly impactful on you so far? I know you've only been at AIC for a year and a half, but anyone that stands out in your head is, oh, this professor is really awesome, or this class was really awesome?
Yeah, so my exercise science classes are amazing. I loved my professor freshman year, Allison Seifer. She really did a great job with the Intro to Exercise Science program, really gave you an peek into like what you're going to be learning about in the next 4 years. And I have a couple of her courses next semester in the spring, so I'm looking forward to those a lot. And yeah, she really just gave me a really good insight to everything, to what to look forward to.
Guess we're gonna bring a little lacrosse back into it, because the athletic trainer that works with our lacrosse team is herself a lacrosse player. She was an all-conference player. What's it like having Jess Raniero on the bench, somebody who does what you want to do and also does the thing that you love to do? What does she bring to the team?
She brings so much to the table. I am so thankful for Jess. She's helped me out so much. I love looking at her side of perspective. When she watches me play, she goes, oh, did you know, like, you are really strong on your right hand. Like, you can take a power shot on the right side. You don't have to be afraid to. And she really looks at the dynamic of me playing after my ACL surgery and saying, okay, instead of doing this move, if that hurts, let's not stay away from this. We'll work on these exercises. Let's get stronger and let's try that move again in a week or so and see how it feels. So it's really nice having her perspective of lacrosse and athletic training on the sidelines.
In terms of your recovery from your injury too, how has what you've learned as an exercise science major help you to maybe do your rehab or give you insights that somebody else who I majored in history, for example, might not have?
It's definitely helped a lot. I already knew going into an ACL surgery and the recovery process, how intense it is and how seriously you do have to take it and how much strength you do lose and how much you have to gain back. It was definitely a struggle at first just because of everything that happened. I tore my ACL right before COVID happened, right before we got sent home. Luckily, when we did get sent home, I was able to get surgery right away and I was able to recover pretty quick at home doing my PT here. And once things started to open up, I was able to go to PT in Rhode Island. And once we went to school, Jess continued that PT with me. So I've been sticking with it. You can start playing again after 6 months, but it's really a 12-month recovery, not just like physically, but also mentally.
So one question we ask everybody on this podcast, we've talked about your parents a lot, so I'm going to say other than your parents, who's a person who has had a significant influence or impact on your life, and kind of describe who they are and what they've done to help you grow as a person?
I'd really have to say the coaches, Coach Riley, Coach Yell, definitely Jess. They've had a major impact on me over the past 2 years. They've really helped me out. They've really shown me the lacrosse player I can become and how strong I am, and really just kind of like put faith in me. And they're like, you're a really good leader. Like, use it, use your voice. and saying that I have such great aggression on the field when I don't think I'm such an aggressive person on the field. They see it and they pinpoint those really strength, like really good strengths I have on the field, and make me notice them. And it really supports me and helps me a lot on the lacrosse field and off the field.
Well, Kat, thanks so much for doing this. This was awesome as always. I'm not surprised, having gotten to know you over the last year and a half. But Kat Moody from our women's lacrosse team here on the Yellow Jacket Experience, again, thanks for joining us on this one.
Thank you so much for having me.
Keep an eye out for the next episode coming up next Tuesday. We'll have another student athlete coming on. Until then, thanks for tuning in.